Hello, this is Magdalena Portman with Alexander Technique exercise number 3. This is the last one that was not on Audioboo. You should, at the end of this, you should have all 22 exercises that are there. This one is another exercise in observation. It's an observation of a habit. It's important. Because if we don't become aware of what we are doing, we can't make any changes. So I'm going to take a very everyday activity. If you are cooking, you might sometimes chop vegetables. Take, for instance, chopping carrots. Just stop for a moment before you start chopping and observe what happens when you chop. Are your shoulders pulled up? Are they all hunched up? If they are, just let them release and see whether you can carry on chopping your carrots without pulling your shoulders up. Are you clenching your teeth? Just relax your teeth and your jaw and see whether you can carry on chopping the carrots without clenching your jaw. Are you gripping the knife as if it were an axe? Just release your hand a little bit, loosen your grip a little, and carry on chopping and see whether you can chop without gripping the knife as if you had to hang on to it for your life. If you're not a cook, you might want to take another activity, like working on the computer, or writing at your desk, or knitting. So just stop for a moment before you start writing, or typing, or knitting, and observe what happens when you type, when you write, and when you knit, or whatever else it is you are doing. What are your shoulders doing? Are they hunched up? If they are, leave them alone, let them release. And see whether you can carry on typing or writing or knitting without pulling your shoulders up. What's your head doing? Are you pulling your head back or sticking your neck out? If you are, release your neck a little bit. Stop pulling it forward and back. And see whether you can knit and write and type without pulling your head back. Are you clenching your teeth? And if you are, just relax your jaw a little and see whether you can carry on typing or writing or knitting without clenching your jaw. Are you gripping the pen or the knitting needles as if they were great big heavy sticks? Are you hacking away on the keyboard as if the keys were made of heavy metal? Just see whether you can loosen the grip or the force of your typing a little and carry on typing or writing or knitting. And then have a look at your feet. Where are your feet? Are they pulled underneath the chair if you're sitting? If they are, just place them in front of you, flat on the floor. If you are standing, are you standing on both your feet or just on the one? If you're standing on just one foot, just get yourself to stand on both feet and then carry on whatever you are doing. Have a look and see whether you are breathing as you chop your vegetables or as you type and write and knit. Have you stopped breathing? And if you have, just carry on breathing quietly. Let the breathing happen by itself. Don't interfere with it. So observe what it is you're doing, and if it's doing a lot of tension, just let it go.